nanso ingxoxo esiliphathele yona kwezabesifazana lamhlanje.
Ngizizwe ngibuhlewe inkosi Nyuke, I'm a sports blogger, i-blog yami kuma-socials ethela u-sports grind ukuthi kuhle. Then my website is sportsgrind.com. Umdlalo ikakhulu wengugu angazi, I think ukusegazini. Ngikhule nje ngithanda, abanye bekubukela ama-popayi mina ke ngithanda ezengugu. I think umama wami naye waba lesandla khonapho ukuthi ngithanda ezengugu because wayethanda i-Liverpool. So nakube umdlalo ku-TV ngizashaya laphana ngibukele la. My first favorite sport was the athletics, but yeah, ezengugu zakuyaza ngitshontsha.
Kodwa wake wayidlala yini?
Hayi, professionally angizange ngayidlala.
Kuwebsite yakho lokubloga kwakho kuyini kahle uyabukwenza?
My focus kakhulu is ukuthi ngikhave especially laba abangakhava kakhulu mainstream media. You know, you find ukuthi kulama-juniors, kulamankazana kakhulu. You really find story kubo-chronicle, kubo-Sunday News about amankazana or i-league yabo and ukuthi kwenzakalani. So my passion in starting this was to give voice to those that are not given the platform to showcase i-talent labo and behead ama-voices up.
Baningi abalandeli bakho bayakubona okwenzayo njalo bakukhwabitha.
I think I've drawn attention abantu abaningi Facebook team checker. I think we get 31,000 somebody followers. I do WhatsApp channel though you can never chase live, but it's in 1,600 channel company WhatsApp la ku Twitter la ku yakhula kancane.
Uyibona njani ikusasa yemidlalo yabesifazana ikakhulu ukuhlandla lenguqu lapha?
Imidlalo yabesifazana ngathi iku-growth stage and I would advise abakuma-business ukuthi if you want that exposure le-business lakho, you can risk it emidlalweni yabesifazana because yiyo esakhulayo. Labo abafana they've grown and they were there and asithela interest much, but if kubuya umuntu esithi I'm sponsoring team yabafana, the world will buzz around that person because we really get at that. And umdlali yabesifazana isikhula, it's currently the most expensive player ku transfer player eZambia, born and bred and groomed in Zambia. Uma sesikhangela ukule Zimbabwe asikaqakathekisi into zemidlalo lezi kakhulu, especially imidlalo yabesifazana. We still have that patriarchy mindset ukuthi ibhola umntwana abangabafana. We're not investing much ebantwaneni abangamankazana. Italenti likhona, kushota khonkhana i-support nje, financial support, resources. Abantwana abangamankazana ungavuka ama-ground abadlalela ku-Jabez, but we're saying umntwana oyinkazana nguye o-fragile. But you find the fragile child is one odlalela endaweni engekho proper. We still have a long way to go and sibona ukuthi sokule new leadership ezipha sethemba ukuthi they will try their own to prioritize abantwana abangankazana as well as uministry of sport. Umuntu owesifazane I thought ukuthi uzazama ukuphusha for i-girl child, but I see for esikubonileyo, but we hope ukuthi i-government will prioritize not only for girls nje in Zimbabwe but for i-sport nje eZimbabwe. It's not prioritized. Even if you go to i-budget, you will find 1 million ZG being budgeted for sport, and you convert that to US dollar, it's literally nothing if you're looking at ama-sport esilawo eZimbabwe. By investing more in sport, you are cutting the budget here because the more you exercise, you get more healthy.
Ungasitshela njalo inkundla zakho zokuxhumana ebulenjini lapho abantu abangakuthola khona?
Okay, ku-Facebook and Twitter and Instagram is SportsGrind with Moshe. Then ku-website is SportsGrind. make.com.
Leyo ingcwethi ecubungula umdlalo wenguqu ubuhle benkosi Ncube olekhasi lakhe kwinkundla yokuxhumana ebulenjini elazakala ngokuthi Sports Grind with Buhle, njalo etholakala kuFacebook, Twitter, WhatsApp nakuwebsite. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane. Nalami uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.